Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Joining me again today is Brett Gibson. If you've caught either of the last two Manager's Desk programs, you know that Brett will be inheriting the General Manager's mantle come July 1st. Now, Brett, we have mentioned that your past radio experience actually includes as much or more time as a general manager, but I'm interested in knowing when you were first interested in radio.
Well, it goes back to about 10 or 11 years old, so describe the story quick. My mom's got this old car that wasn't running in our yard, and I used to listen to all the radio stations in my local area, and so I decided I'm going to take this stereo system I've got, set it up in the back of my mom's car with the extension cord. You can picture this in your mind going out to this car. And I put the speakers up on the trunk lid of the car, and I'm blasting the speakers out to whoever drives by or my friends. And I'd go in there and created this little radio studio. And of course, my radio station had to have its own commercials. So I record the commercials from the commercial stations, you know, with a tape deck, and play them on my little makeshift station. And that's kind of started from there. Our one of the local stations in Superior, I grew up in northwestern Wisconsin, used to have a studio at the mall. And so every Saturday they do a live broadcast from that studio. And you would find me there with my face plastered up against the glass to the point where finally the DJ and I hit it off, got to be friends. And so he'd start letting me come in and I could file records and stuff. So it was at a very young age that I really got excited about radio.
Okay. And then you actually got your start in an actual radio station.
I did.
At a pretty young age,
I did. Actually, I got saved through Christian radio because, again, real quick story, but my friend, I was actually staying overnight with him, and his mom was a listener to the signal that is now part of Voice of the Master at 89.5 in Duluth. And she mentioned that the station way back when it was first started was run by volunteers and wondered if maybe they'd need a volunteer. And so I phoned up the manager, and the manager knew that I probably wasn't quite ready for Christian stuff yet, but let me on the air anyway, and the rest is history. We'll have to get into more of that when we got more time.
Absolutely. Couple reminders this Sunday, our Branson bus trip heads out. Keep them in your prayers. Butch and Gene Castreva hosting the trip. And Spring Letter Month begins this Sunday. We hope to hear from you. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Email us WRVM@WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.